At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Letters and emails out this summer from the Texas Association of School Boards say personal information of thousands of teachers across the state may have been exposed online. KXAS-TV reports more than 800 school districts were affected, including Fort Worth, Plano, Arlington, and Carrollton Farmers Branch. The exposed information, including employee names, wages, and social security numbers, was part of a wage reporting applications used by the TASB that were published online and visible for varying periods of time, depending on the district. The association said corrective action was immediately taken, and affected employees were given a hotline to call with questions and a one-year membership in a credit and identity theft protection service. Following President Trump's comments at an Arizona rally this week, Texas Senator John Cornyn told reporters the North American Free Trade Agreement is crucial for the state. Trump has threatened to withdraw from NAFTA several times. Cornyn disagrees, but he also said NAFTA needs to be revamped.
There's no doubt in my mind that a trade agreement that was negotiated 20-some-odd years ago can be updated, because if you think about it, big things have changed.
NAFTA took effect in 1994. There was no e-commerce, and the government ran the Mexican oil industry. In recent years, though, Texas has become one of the top exporters of oil, gas, and equipment to Mexico. Texas Railroad Commissioner Ryan Sitton says Mexico has doubled its import of gas and diesel from the U.S. in the last 5 years. He says adding new trade regulations could slow down these agreements.
And so there's a very natural symbiotic relationship. So I think, as opposed to a very defined regulatory framework, what we simply want is for government regulations on both sides of the border not to get in the way.
The U.S., Canada, and Mexico began NAFTA renegotiations this month. The U.S. is pushing for a deal that lifts most trade barriers for American companies. The new ESPN documentary, What Carter Lost, focuses on the 1988 Carter High School football team, which was nationally known for its prowess on the field and its problems off the field. Our big screen team talks with the director of the film.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today we're speaking with Adam Hutnick, who is the director of the ESPN 30 for 30 documentary, What Carter Lost. Adam, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Can you quantify just how good the 1988 Carter Cowboys were?
I think a lot of people who know Texas football and know high school football nationally will say this was one of the most talented high school football teams ever.
As the playoffs were about to start in 1988, there was questions about whether or not Carter was playing an ineligible player. There was a back-and-forth legal drama as to whether or not the team could even participate. And then after Carter had already won the state title, there was a string of armed robberies that was tied to players on the team. I wonder how you think the legal trouble that the team ran into affected the decision about whether or not they should retain that state title.
There are a lot of people who believe that were it not for the robberies, that Dallas Independent School District might have been more aggressive in pursuing the legal issue about who should have been deciding Gary Edwards' algebra grade. And that if it were not for the robberies, they would have ended up winning that case and Carter would have retained the title.
So there's a whole lot going on in this movie, and I'm wondering how the issue of race and culture plays into this story with these two dramatic parts.
Well, I think race cuts across everything, as does the politics of Texas football, and they're all interrelated. You know, the way you looked at Carter and the way you talked about Carter, whether you were somebody at one of the other schools, whether you were in the media at the time, I think for everybody, how these stories were perceived and repeated had a lot to do with the lens you were looking at it through, and that then and now still has a lot to do with the color of your skin.
Let's listen to some of the players who were convicted reflecting back on that time as adults.
I chose to do wrong.
I heard it from Coach James. I heard it from my mom. They all telling me the right things to do. But when you that good and you're all American, and you're doing all these things and people are giving you all this, it's hard to listen because you think you're doing the right things already.
I was trying to prove myself to the friends that I was hanging around with. We kind of felt like we could get away with anything, or we could go out and do anything, and we were on top of the world because of the way we were being treated.
And I started thinking I was bigger and beyond the law. I guess you can say I lost it, I guess.
It seems telling that five players actually did time for these robberies. They all seem to have gotten their life on track after prison. I also thought it was telling that you have eight players who played pro football, and I believe nine that became civil servants.
Yes, and then you have a bunch of guys from the Carter team as a whole who go on to become teachers or work for local city government. You know, everybody's doing pretty well and contributing to society.
You've talked to a lot of the parents involved in these kids' lives, and these are kids who seem like they had a fairly solid foundation, at least for the most part, with the people that you talk to, you know, really good parents that were as surprised as anybody that their kids went off the wrong way.
I think that's absolutely right. I think the parents are really, to me, the tragic heroes of this story. You have these parents who were willing to sacrifice a great deal to stand up for this team and for this school and for this community, and then to have that all be so horribly undercut, it was a really tough thing for them. I don't think they ever saw it coming.
Adam Hutnick, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
The documentary What Carter Lost airs tonight at 8:30 on ESPN. And the forecast, a strong chance of rain through the day, high near 86. It's 78 degrees in Dallas, 77 in Fort Worth.